Today we begin reading the Gospel of John. May I invite you to get your Bible and turn with us to John chapter 1. And today, if the Lord wills, we'll read the first three chapters of this Gospel. John focuses in on the deity of Christ. Yesterday we finished reading the book of Luke. Luke focuses in on Christ, the perfect man. He speaks about the humanity of Christ. John emphasizes the deity of Christ. But Luke centers in on Christ's earthly ministry as being the servant of man. Jesus Christ, the perfect man who came to seek and to save sinful men. And yesterday, we read about the crucifixion and the resurrection of the Son of Man. Let us remember, as always, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. The man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And as we finished reading the last chapters of the book of Luke, we see that the opposition to the ministry of the Son of Man intensified. The religious leaders of that day accused Jesus of being a demon, being a devil, being filled with the devil, and doing the works and the miracles by the power of the devil. And Jesus pronounced a series of divine woes upon them. You cannot attribute the work of the Holy Spirit to the devil without repercussions. And Jesus told them, and he knew what they were thinking. And he said, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falleth. And he said, how can Satan be divided against himself? Here he was casting out demons, healing the sick. And when he would cast out demons from people, the people were healed. The dumb spake. And Jesus said, how can Satan cast out Satan? Jesus said, Satan is not divided against himself. Satan is not fighting himself. But Jesus told them, he said, I with the finger of God cast out devils. And he told them, the kingdom of God is come upon you. And as we've been reading here in these Gospels, we hear Jesus talk about the kingdom of heaven, and we hear him talk about the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is made up of born-again believers. And the main distinction between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven is that, as a general rule, when Jesus speaks about the kingdom of heaven, he's speaking about the millennial reign of Christ. The Son of God is going to rule from Jerusalem during the millennial period. And at the beginning of the millennial period, there will only be saved people who will enter into this millennial kingdom. And when we pray the Lord's Prayer, when we pray, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, we're praying for the culmination of this church age. We're praying for the rapture of the church. We're praying for the 7-year tribulation period when all the evil on this earth will be destroyed. And we're praying for the millennial kingdom to come. And at the beginning of the millennial kingdom, only saved people will enter into this kingdom. When we pray, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, we're praying for that time when Satan will be bound for 1,000 years, and there will be absolute peace upon this earth. And there is going to be a sheep-goat judgment at the end of the tribulation period, and at the beginning of the millennial period, when the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, and then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, and the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on the right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was a hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. And then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? Or when saw thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw thee we sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. And then shall he say unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteousness into life eternal. And this is the beginning of the millennial age. And only saved people will enter into this kingdom. But as this kingdom lasts for 1,000 years, there will be children born to these saved people. And these children that are born will not necessarily be Christians. They will not necessarily be saved. And during the millennial reign of Christ, during this kingdom age, there will be added to the population unsaved people. That's what Jesus is talking about. When he's talking about the parable of the wheat and the tares, he said the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man that sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. So we see that during the kingdom age, the kingdom of heaven will begin to be populated with tares among the wheat. Daniel, when he interpreted Nebuchadnezzar's dream, Daniel spoke about this. Daniel said, This matter is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and set up over it the basest of men. Jesus, when he was on this earth, teaching about the kingdom of heaven, Jesus said, that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Jesus made it clear that not everyone who lives during the kingdom age, during the millennial reign of Christ, not all of them are eternally saved. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them which are bidden, Behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready, come unto the marriage. But they made light of it, and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants, and entreated them spitefully, and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies, and destroyed those murderers, and burned up their cities. Then saith he to his servants, The wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go you therefore into the highways, and as many as you shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways, and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guest, he saw that there was a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he said unto him, Friend, how camest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. Jesus said, This is what the kingdom of heaven is like. Not everyone who lives during the kingdom age will be saved. That's abundantly clear in the scripture. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is like unto 10 virgins, 5 wise and 5 foolish. And Jesus has this kingdom age in mind when he speaks about the unpardonable sin. There will be those during the millennial period who will also commit the unpardonable sin. The Pharisees, they said that Jesus was casting out devils by Beelzebub. That is, they were attributing the work of the Holy Spirit to the work of the devil. The root of this sin is the sin of unbelief. They did not believe that Jesus was the Son of God. They believed he was the son of the devil. They believed that he was casting out devils by the power of the devil. Jesus said that's an impossibility. The devil is not divided against himself. But Jesus said, All manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. And Jesus is speaking about the kingdom age when he's speaking about this world that is to come. He's not speaking about salvation for someone who dies and leaves this world. Of course, there's no possibility of salvation for someone who has rejected Christ in this life. Jesus is not talking about those who have already lived their life in this world. Jesus is talking about those who are going to live during the millennial age, during the world that is to come, the thousand-year millennial reign of Christ. But when he talks about the kingdom of God, he's speaking about the new birth. All who are in the kingdom of God have been born into this kingdom. Jesus came from Nazareth and was baptized of John in the Jordan River. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens opened and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, "Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And after that, John was put in prison. And Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where he was tempted of Satan for 40 days. And the angels ministered unto him. And John was put in prison, and Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. And he said, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." John the Baptist was preaching in the wilderness of Judea. We're going to read about that today. Isaiah the prophet said he was the voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, and make his path straight." And as we read through the scripture, read through the gospels, it's important for us to know that there is a distinction between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God is made up of those believers who have experienced the new birth. And Jesus, when he told those disciples after his resurrection, he commanded that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, "Ye have heard of me, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." This is the kingdom of God. All who are born into the kingdom of God have the power of the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Paul told the Romans, "If ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live." You who put to death the sinful deeds of the body, you who do it through the saving power of the Holy Spirit. We have to be born into this kingdom by the new birth. As we'll read today, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." The kingdom of God is made up of born again believers. As we read about the establishment of the New Testament church in the book of Acts, we see that those who believed the preaching of the apostles and of the deacons of the New Testament church, they who were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Luke records for us in the book of Acts that they believed the preaching of the thing concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ. And they were baptized, both men and women. And our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, after he was resurrected on that first day of the week, the Lord's Day, he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs. And he was seen by many for 40 days. And Luke says he spoke of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And they asked him a question. They said, "Lord, will you at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?" Which as of yet, God had not given them the revelation that we have today. And as we've been reading the Bible through this year, beginning at Genesis 1, and now at this point in our reading, we've learned many things about creation. We've learned many things about sin and morality. We've learned many things about Christ. We've learned many things about Calvary. We've learned many things about the resurrection. We've learned many things about heaven. We've learned many things about hell. But as of yet in our reading, we haven't really clearly seen the difference between the millennial reign of Christ that will last for 1,000 years when Satan shall be bound. These revelations are yet to come as we continue reading through the scripture. We'll read where John the Revelator tells us what an angel showed him, how this angel showed him thrones, and they that sat upon them. And he saw the devil, that Satan, bound for 1,000 years and cast into the bottomless pit and shut up, that he should deceive the nations till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed for a little season. And right now, from our reading, up to this point, the prophets, Isaiah and Zechariah and Joel and all of the prophets who prophesied the coming of Christ, they didn't make the distinction between his first coming and his second coming. But as we read the Gospels, and as we read the epistles, and as we read the book of Revelation, we'll see that there is a distinction between his first coming and his second coming. And we'll see that there is a distinction between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. There is a kingdom where God rules in the hearts of men. And there is going to be a millennial kingdom where Christ rules upon this earth for 1,000 years. And these are mysteries. These are secrets that were revealed to the apostles. The apostle Paul said, "Behold, I show you a mystery." And what are these great secrets that the apostles revealed to us? Well, one of these great secrets is that there is a difference between the kingdoms. And right now at the present, of course, God rules in the hearts of every believer. Paul, when he traveled the world over as a missionary, going in the synagogues, we read in Acts chapter 19 where Paul taught in Tyrannus' school. And he went into the synagogue and spoke boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. But when divers were hardened and believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. And we see that the apostle Paul, he spent his time, he spent his days persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. Paul would go into the synagogues on the Sabbath days, and he would reason with them out of the scripture, preaching Christ crucified and the necessity of the new birth, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what he spent his time doing. And when they wouldn't believe him, there were some that believed, and there were those who didn't believe. And those that didn't believe, he said, "Wherefore I want you to take record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God." Paul said, "Behold, I know that you all among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God shall see my face no more." And the apostle Paul, he didn't let it bother him that there were so many that hated him to death, literally. But he said, "None of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God." And when he got to Rome, he was able to witness in Rome. He'd always wanted to go to Rome and bring the gospel to Rome. Well, at the end of his life, he was able to go to Rome. And there he was as a prisoner. And they wanted to hear what the apostle Paul said. They said, "We desire to hear of thee what thou thinkest. For as concerning this sect, we know that everywhere it is spoken against." And when they had appointed him a day, there came many to him into his lodging, to whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets, from morning till evening. That's what the apostle Paul did. He testified of the kingdom of God. That is, he testified of the new birth. And Paul dwelt there in Rome 2 whole years in his own hired house, and he received all that came in unto him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no man forbidding him. And this kingdom of God is a kingdom made up of born-again believers. Paul said that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. The apostle Paul said corruption does not inherit incorruption. And speaking about the kingdom of God, he said, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory." There is no unbelievers in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God and the new birth go hand in hand together. And so as we continue reading the scripture, as we continue reading the Gospel of John, as we continue reading the epistles and the book of Revelation, let us know that the millennial kingdom, at the end, Satan will be loosed for a little season, and there will be those who will be deceived. And the devil that deceived them will be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And there will be a great white throne judgment. And all those who were not found written in the book of life will be cast into the lake of fire. And just because they lived in this kingdom age on this earth does not necessarily mean that they are a child of God. And we'll talk more about this as we continue reading and as we read about the rapture of the church and the tribulation period and the millennial period. And then the new heaven and the new earth will be created. And this will be populated by the born-again saints of the kingdom of God. Let's pause and have our word of prayer and read our scripture for today. Lord, we worship you today. And Father, we know that you said that if we continue in your word, then we are truly your disciples. And you told us that we shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. In this gospel of John, John makes it very clear why this gospel is written. He said, these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. And Lord, we believe that you are the Christ. And Father, we pray that someone will get a blessing out of this Bible reading today. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him, and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have we all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. And they ask him, what then, art thou Elijah? And he saith, I am not. Art thou that prophet? And he answered, no. Then said they unto him, who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him, and said unto him, why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elijah, neither that prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you, whom ye know not. It is he who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoe latchet I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethabara, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, unto whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. Again the next day after John stood, and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, behold, the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, What seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? He saith unto them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, We have found him whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and saith of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Hereafter you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. John chapter 2. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, They have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. And Jesus saith unto them, Fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, Draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bare it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and saith unto him, Every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine. And when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. After this he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brethren and his disciples, and they continued there not many days. And the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the changers of money, sitting. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables, and said unto them that sold doves, Take these things hence, make not my Father's house an house of merchandise. And his disciples remembered that it was written, The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, What sign showest thou unto us, seeing that thou doest these things? Jesus answered and said unto them, Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? But he spake of the temple of his body. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them, because he knew all men, and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. John chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night, and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, You must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, We speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. After these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. And John also was baptizing in Enon, near to Salem, because there was much water there. And they came and were baptized, for John was not yet cast into prison. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. John answered and said, A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth, and no man receiveth his testimony. He that hath received his testimony hath set to his seal that God is true. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. And that completes our scripture reading for today. Thank you for joining with us. If the Lord wills, we'll be back with you tomorrow. And remember, until then, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.